This is the third dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Boehm, and it includes Dr. Parshuri at Brockwood Park, 1975.
What do we start on?
We have some suggestion. No? Well, there are many points. Well, we could either go into the question of thought, which is not verbal, or into a question I've been considering some during the last week of, you know, necessity. That is, what is the relationship of necessity and freedom?
Oh, yes.
Does that seem interesting?
Thought and... You said the first one?
Well, thought which is non-verbal.
Well, non-verbal, yes.
Well, now it's fairly clear that ordinary thought is dominated by the word, by the order of the word, that one word gives rise to an image, and
yes,
the image gives rise to another word.
Series of verbal associations.
Yes, so therefore, although it's not just the word, it is dominated by the word. I mean, it has now, and we could call that verbal thought.
Yes. Is there a thinking at all without the word?
Well, that's the question.
That's the question, yeah.
Now, I have the feeling that there is a kind of thinking without the word.
What is that?
Well, it's hard to explain, but it's a thinking which does not follow in this order in which word gives rise to association and association to word.
I'm not at all sure. I'm just discussing. Uh-huh. I'm not at all sure that there's any kind of thinking as we know it without the word, symbol, and image.
Uh-huh.
And if there is a thinking, is it thinking according to the process of knowledge, a reaction to knowledge, a continuation of knowledge? And so it is still a verbal remembrance, a remembrance of incidents, symbols, words, and images. If there is no verbal thinking at all, then what is thinking? Is there a thinking at all?
Well, it depends on what you mean.
All right. Thinking we mean, don't we, sir? A response of memory, of our conditioning, of verbal associations.
Well, in that case, you define thinking as the word already, so therefore...
Yeah, yes, that's...
If you define it that way, then it's impossible.
But that is thinking, isn't
well,
it?
Well, no, I think that, you see, part of our question is how we assign the use of words. What is the clearest way? You see, we're engaged in trying to use words in appropriate or fitting ways. Now, for example, if you say reality is not the same as truth, that's a different way of using words from the common way which identifies reality and truth.
Yes, yes.
Now, the only justification for changing the use of words is that it will make things more clear, you see. It makes our communication more clear.
That is a description.
It's a description, but still there are different... It has advantages to use one description instead of another.
Quite, naturally. If I'm describing a house, I must use certain...
Now, if you say reality is not the same as truth, then you are using words in a certain way.
Yes, yes.
Which you think will communicate more clearly.
Yes, quite.
Now, therefore, if we raise the question about thinking, you see, are you proposing to define thinking as the response of memory? In which case, there can be no question that there's no non-verbal thought, you see.
I, that's what I want to get at.